Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly. What? No. No.
What did we just watch?
I warned you.
You did warn me, but you'd only watched like 10 minutes of this film.
Excuse you,
we
sir.
We should have kept it like...
Excuse you, sir. Those 10 minutes were plenty.
Yeah, because the
because you knew.
You could tell all you needed from those first 10 minutes.
Because there was no improvement.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know how to start this episode. I don't know how to like talk about this film.
Okay. So I'll mention a little thing that's there's some weird confusion about this movie on the internet. Some websites for some bizarre reason list the director as the guy who made Carnival of Blood from 1970, and some list a guy named like John Richland,
mm-hmm.
who's made no other movies. So I don't know who the credits here list John Richland, but those credits also list Mac Up, which we'll mention later. So I don't know. All I know is whoever made this movie is an idiot. Excuse me. Movie. I meant a home movie.
Whoever made this movie's... Sorry. Wow. I can't talk. Whoever...
I don't blame you.
Whoever made this movie... This movie's made me dumb.
Yes.
Whoever made this movie doesn't like people. He doesn't like movies. He doesn't like... He doesn't like making anything of good quality. And for that matter, not just the director, but the whoever wrote this script can go straight to hell.
What script?
There's, like, no script. He wrote some lame-ass, like, kind of revenge plot, but also sort of like a...
Revenge?
It's not revenge, but, like, cause the Headless Horseman and all the fucking bullshit with the eight... gunfires, and then some lame ass like fucking plot about gold.
Question: you say script? Did he write the riveting comedy routine in the auditorium?
No, I'm sure that was ad-libbed.
You sure?
I'm almost guaranteeing because it was horrendous.
Can I like petition the UN? To, like, prosecute the people involved with this movie for war crimes? Is that possible?
Yeah, this is the movie they should play to, like, torture people.
Yes. You don't need waterboarding.
Like, pry their eyes open and just have them watch
Clockwork this movie. Clockwork Orange style.
Just have them watch this movie on a loop.
And they'll be begging you to stop. This is the
disgrace of movie making.
Might as well be.
Shall we go into it?
No.
I guess,
okay, fine.
I guess we have to. So we watched Curse of the Headless Horseman.
Bullshit.
Well, I mean, that's another title. Sorry, it has an alternate title just called Bullshit. So Curse of the Headless Horseman.
Curse of the Headless Bullshit.
Parentheses Bullshit. Otherwise known as Bullshit.
Yeah, Bullshit's the more...
Fucking horse shit.
Oh.
Yeah, Revenge of the Headless Horse shit.
That's more clever than anything we watched in the last hour and 10 minutes.
I know. Thank God it was only an hour and 18 minutes, by the way.
No. It's too fucking long.
I know, but, like, can you imagine if it was longer?
Ugh. Yeah.
So the movie starts out with this horrendous blue tint that is, like, super deep and, like, you can't see anything on screen. Like,
you know
it's
what that
so
is?
Dark and, like, so, like...
You know what that is, Will? That's baby's first editing.
Yeah. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
That's, baby's first editing, and he was like, there's a blue tint? I can put a blue tint on the film.
Let me just say this. I feel like they just stumbled their way through this movie.
Yes.
Like, they had no idea what they were doing.
Yes.
And they had no idea how to write a script, and they had no idea how to write
yes.
anything. Characters, you know, plot, anything. They just were like, you know what? Let's do this, and we'll just roll with it and see what happens.
Script is highly debatable.
I don't know if there is a script.
It's a guy leaving a hospital, and there is a narrator
saying how he's, like, what, 2 years or 4 years away from, like, a degree, and he's, like...
He's doing his residency.
He's doing his residency to become a doctor, and
he wants to get married. And he wants to get... girlfriend.
But she has to wait until he becomes a doctor so they can get money, but then there's this big inheritance from his uncle.
Yeah, you can't get married before you become a doctor.
They can't afford the marriage license, remember?
Oh, right.
That's the plot. He can't afford a marriage license, so he's banking on an inheritance from his uncle, which is a staged Western ranch.
Yeah, in this movie, you need like $1 million to get fucking married. Only the rich get married.
Well, yeah, excuse me. Seriously.
Not just in. You can't. It's not. Marriage is not an activity for normal people. Excuse me.
And by ranch, I mean like a tourist ghost town where they put on shows and like, you know, have cowboys.
A tourist ghost town where they, some fucking idiot gave them permission to film this nonsense.
Yeah. Maybe he thought it would bring him revenue, the poor bastard. So it made me want to stay far away from wherever they filmed this shit.
Oh my god, they're filming a movie in my ranch?
This is going to be awesome. Yeah,
it's a real movie.
It'll bring our ranch a lot of, like, mm-hmm. you know, wanted attention and stuff like that. Yeah. No.
No.
Alright, so they're having, like, a party.
They're...
And it's inaudible. I didn't hear
pretty much anyone yelling other conversation. Over each other and eating pizza.
And one of the guys says, like, oh, well, like, you guys don't, you animals don't eat pizza. You inhale it.
What's that mean, Will?
I guess they were trying to go for, like, haha, funny. It's, they, you know, they don't eat the pizza because they ate it so fast that they just inhaled it like a vacuum.
That's a knee slapper.
Yeah, we laughed out loud, let me tell you.
I could not stop laughing. Awkwardly dancing to La Bamba, which...
Well, no, it's not La Bamba. It's not the actual La Bamba. No. It's someone singing.
Ain't no way they're going to get the fucking rights to the actual La Bamba.
It's someone fucking at the party singing La Bamba, and they're all dancing to it.
It's bad enough that Richie Valens died in a plane crash. It would be even worse if his music was legitimately used... In this fucking movie.
It would be a disgrace.
Yes, it would. If you found out your music was being used in this, you'd fucking, like...
I'd rise from the grave and go kill everyone that was part of that movie.
You know what? I'd support you.
You'd be justified in doing so.
Yes. Not just for, like, stealing your music, but for making the goddamn thing. You'd be justified. And for no goddamn reason, a fight breaks out?
I don't even know. I still don't know what happened.
I still don't know anything that happened.
Because you can't hear anything.
No, they just fight. And then everything breaks up, and then suddenly one guy starts, like, telling everybody, he gives a speech about how he got an inheritance.
It's the main guy. Yes. He's saying how he acquired his uncle's ranch.
Yes.
And how, like, he needs to stay there for 6 months.
And turn a profit. And then he gets, I think, like, $200,000.
Yeah, something like that. But then he wants every single one of them to come along, which, remember this plot point, okay? He asks every single one of them to come along with him.
What kind of a fucking plot is this, Will?
It's not. Because once we get to the end, it made me fucking angry.
Why not just make a movie...
Because he could have avoided all of this.
Why not just make a movie starting with a guy who owns a ranch? And some weird shit starts happening. Why not?
Because...
You know why? Because the people who made this movie are stupid.
Well, because they had to pad it out, but it's weird because they don't they have this narrator over some of the scenes that is explaining the subplot, explaining what's going on. But I would have rather them filmed the scenes and then said like the unimportant shit than what we actually got.
Disagree. If you filmed that shit, this movie would have been longer, and that's unacceptable.
Cut out, like, the bullshit and just put in the...
No, just delete the movie.
Just don't watch the movie.
It doesn't exist. It's fake. It's an illusion.
I wish. Yeah. But no, we've seen it. It actually exists.
So he tells them about the inheritance, and for some reason, they're not fighting anymore. Whoever the hell was fighting, I don't know.
And he's like, you guys should all come along. We'll go look at it tomorrow. Yeah.
And they go, and this is when I knew that this is not a movie. It's someone's home movie, okay?
Yeah.
Everything about it is just idiots wandering around, kind of inaudibly talking, doing stupid shit, and the camera's always, like, far away, and it's not professional whatsoever, and occasionally shenanigans happen. If you check out the shenanigans, this would be, like, your grandpa's, like, home movie of when he went to Bumfuck Nowhere Ranch.
It's like if someone, like, knew a little bit about filmmaking and went to, like, a, like, Tombstone. Like,
not even a little bit.
You know, like, the...
Yeah.
Where they reenact things. Yeah. It's like if you go to Tombstone and record your family enjoying Tombstone and all the people there. That's exactly...
Important.
But that would probably be more entertaining than when we actually watch.
Important because we see footage of, like, an old Western show taking place and, like, a crowd of tourists.
So...
And, like, obviously, like, that's just footage that they got of, like, an actual show.
Yeah.
And it's in there.
And then... So the narrator explains how they all went to and, like, they didn't know what was in store and, like, all this stuff. And, like, they were about to experience, like, the worst 3 nights of their lives.
And they showed, like, the caretaker and he's, like, this creepy, crusty, creepy old man.
Yeah. So...
They, start wandering around and we see a bullshit country western shootout show. And there's a bunch of inaudible dialogue. It's pointless.
And then we get your favorite scene of them in the doing their own little show.
The rape scene?
Oh, well, okay, sorry. We forgot about that first.
Yeah, you did. You forgot like 2 scenes.
Cuz I don't care.
You should care.
I don't.
Because this
cuz the rape scene makes no goddamn sense.
Rape scene number 1.
Yeah.
There's 2 of them. And this dude and this girl are in, like, a booth. And she's, like, they're all, like, hey, like, kind of being a couple. And then he, like, tries to kiss her. She just runs away.
Yeah, and then he starts chasing her.
And immediately, I'm confused.
It gets oddly aggressive,
and then he chases her. And there's a bunch of, like...
Well, like, she starts getting scared, and I'm like, what is going on? Why is she getting scared? Yeah. Like, are they playfully, like, running around?
And then there's, like...
And then he starts, like, aggressively chasing her.
Yes, and then he runs somewhere, and there's all these, like, overdubbed screaming and footsteps, and then he, like, jumps on her and starts, like, dry-humping her.
And, like, reaching into her pants.
Yes.
And then two of the guys... They're all, like, because all the dumb fucks are just walking around and, like, exploring the ranch. Two of the guys, the main guy and, like, the other guy that gets shot later.
Yes.
They go up, and they look through, and they just look down at this guy, like, attempting to rape this girl, and they just smile.
Yes.
They just smile.
Hey, it's so fun!
Oh, look! It's so fucked up! I'm like, well, what is going on?
Little did we know, I mean, we won't see these characters for another, like, 50 fucking minutes, but...
Were they trying to play it off like it wasn't a rape scene? Because it felt like a rape scene.
No, Will.
It felt like a rape scene.
Well, they're a couple.
And that's just like happy joy. Yes. Like he's like aggressively all, on top of her.
They're
and
all
it's
happy.
All like, oh, look at him.
They're all happy.
He's taking advantage of her. Yeah. Oh my god.
It's very coherent, Will.
This is when I knew the movie was going to be shit. Because who the fuck does that? Who the fuck does that?
The kind of person who makes Curse of the Headless Horseman does that.
It's fucking smut. This is horrible. Like, it's fucking...
Don't insult smut by comparing it to this nonsense. This is
fucking horrid. Like, who shows that? And it was just like, plays it off like it's just a normal scene.
Oh, it's so normal?
So, anyway...
It doesn't matter, because there's no, like, purpose to that scene, and there's no...
There's no purpose to any scene.
There's no payoff. I mean, at first we were just like, oh, that's... He's raping her. But then later on we found out that they're like a happy couple who just are into like dumb shenanigans. So none of this really matters?
I guess none of the film matters until the end. And even that didn't really matter.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all. Then after this, a woman and another woman, I don't know who, because I don't know, there's like 20 characters in this movie. I only know like three of them.
Because they all kind of look the same.
They all look the same, they talk the same. Except for the fat guy. Yeah, they look the same, talk the same, and when I say talk, I mean like you still can't hear 90% of what they're saying, so it all blends in. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I barely understood anything anyone was saying.
You don't have to.
You don't really know. It's just bullshit. A bunch of people fucking around on a ranch.
Yes. A whole movie. Then this woman sits down and talks to another one, and she says something I don't remember about money or some shit. And then the other woman is like, okay, well, I'll talk to the gods for you.
Yeah, well, because I think the girl is, like, the main guy's girlfriend, and she wants to get married, but they don't have money.
Yes.
So she's talking about the girl about that, and she's like, I'll consult the gods for you. Mm-hmm. The gods always tell me what the best option is or whatever.
This goes nowhere.
And they walk away, and they never mention that again.
Shocking.
Ever.
Shocking!
So now we get
the best scene.
An improvised stage play about two guys in a car that these two fuckfaces put on, and I guarantee you it was just all improv. And it's terrible improv because none of it's funny.
I'd say 90% of those movies improv.
You think so?
I mean,
not as improv as Beware the Blob.
No.
But like,
all the exposition stuff is written, but those scenes of them just wandering around bullshitting on the ranch, just farting around, that's all improv. That's just them babbling about stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they find an auditorium, and these two doofuses get up top, sit in a chair, and do a skit where they're driving and smoking weed, and, like, stuff?
It's not funny.
It's not funny?
It goes on for, like, 2 minutes. Which is 2 minutes too long. It goes on
way longer than 2 minutes.
Like 5 minutes?
Yes.
Like, it goes on 5 minutes. Like, however long it went on.
The skit itself.
It was too long.
5 minutes. The comedy skit. Then they're done. And our brains have melted already, okay?
Yeah, and then some country yokel.
Then some yokel who looks like they plucked him out of a Mel Brooks movie.
He looks so awkward on screen, too. He looks awkward. Like, he looks like he's uncomfortable being filmed.
He talks like Elmer Fudd.
He looks like he's uncomfortable being on film.
Yes, he probably is.
I would be uncomfortable being in this movie, too. Because he's probably
not a fucking actor. And
I would just be uncomfortable being associated with this film.
Yes, I'd rather actually get my head cut off than associate with this movie. So he starts singing a song, and again, awkward as fuck. Then it cuts to that couple that wants to get married, and they're sitting in the back, and she's like, who's that? And oh, it's one of my uncle's old, something?
Him and the caretaker live here, and, like...
And he's like, he's that last generation of those old cowboys. And he starts doing, like, this speech about, like, old cowboys.
Well, then they start talking about how they're gonna make money at the ranch.
But, Will, who fucking cares?
No one, because it doesn't go anywhere again.
Do you care about this man being the last of the old cowboys?
No.
This is shocking.
I don't care at all.
Shocking. And they're like,
this isn't 1899. This isn't the end of the cowboy era. No. It's well into the 70s.
Yes. Because someone watched The Wild Bunch and was like, oh yeah, you know, that theme of the Vanishing West. Yeah, we got to have that in there. We have to have that in
there. For a fucking horror movie?
For 2 seconds. Gotta
for
be
a horror movie that has nothing to do with the Wild West except for that they're on a ranch that does stage productions of fucking Western shows.
And a couple of them wear Halloween costumes.
So then after the yokel's done playing and they talk about money and the dying West for some reason, the big guy gets up and he's like, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just went on stage and we just did a performance. We could do that. We could all live here, and we could do that.
And they do.
And, they go and talk to the guy that inherited the farm, yes. And they're like, well, we could, and he's like, well, I guess if, and again, keep this in mind, because this made me angry at the end of the movie when you...
Please don't keep it in mind.
Please keep it in mind, because it's important, and it's... Well, it's not really important, but it pertains to the end, which I... There's a big loophole here at the end, but I'll we'll get to that. There's loopholes all over this place.
This whole
but
movie,
this is the biggest one.
This whole movie as a whole.
It made me angry, because you know I kind of freaked out about it.
This whole movie is a whole.
Yeah.
You know that Nietzsche it quote? Just, that's like, if you stare at the abyss for too long, like, it'll, like, you know, screw you up.
We stared at an hour and 18 minutes of the abyss.
That's this.
Yeah.
You stare at the abyss for long enough, and it'll fuck you up.
So he's like, well, if you guys are really thinking this is a good idea, then I guess we should.
I guess we should.
And then all of a sudden, meow! Like, the caretaker's like, meow!
And he tells them the story of the Headless Horseman, which I still don't get what the fuck this story is.
So it was a Tamaha Moon, and
which, can I just say, like, am I alone in this? Or did Tamaha, as opposed to, like, Tomahawk?
Yeah, they just took off the K.
Like, every time they said it, I just kept thinking, Tomahawk. Why don't you just fucking say Tomahawk?
No, Tamaha, because they gotta be interesting.
Interesting. Yes, okay.
Interesting.
True.
That's putting it too politely, but...
Yeah, so...
But he's like, he explains how there's this gunfight between eight gunmen.
A duel,
and that you can barely hear him saying anything, so I don't know. But apparently, like, they were all dueling, and...
This is the worst duel I've ever witnessed.
Because they just take turns shooting each other.
One guy shoots one guy, and then the other guy just kind of stands there smiling.
One guy does, he stands there smiling, and he tries to, like, pull back the trigger, but, like, every time he misses it, and then they shoot him, and he's like, in the next shot, he's completely turned around and falling on his face.
But apparently, like, when he falls down, he, like, shoots the guy across. And, like, that, this goes on. Like,
they just take turns, like, they zigzag down the line.
One of them, like, it doesn't even show him getting shot. It shows, like, a close-up of his face. Yeah. And then he's just dead.
And I guess he's trying to explain, because you read it afterwards, he's trying to explain that the Headless Horseman looks for these eight gunmen.
That's what the synopsis on IMDb says. Well, but I beg the question, why?
Or where does this explain it? Because it doesn't explain. He's just talking about eight gunmen that, like, had a duel under the Tamaha Moon and all died.
Yes.
That's all he explains.
Yes.
He doesn't. And he says something about how the Headless Horseman. I thought the Headless Horseman was one of the gunmen.
Well, I was waiting for, like, someone to lose their head or some shit, but no.
Oh, well, I mean, there's three deaths in the movie. Three. And they're all accidental.
No. Hold on.
Oh, sorry, there's more at the end, you're right. But
there's
there's three before you figure out the secret, and then there's more.
No, there's two.
The horseman kills three.
Two?
What's in it, three?
That first quote-unquote horseman kills the guy, but that's on purpose.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Yeah, it does...
So he explains it, a bunch of more bullshit of them just exploring the ranch, doing nothing, having inaudible conversations about bullshit.
Riveting conversations.
Oh, yeah, just the most riveting, you know, inaudible conversations.
One of them is wandering around at some point, and it's supposed to be nighttime, and you know it's nighttime because there's crickets.
And then there's a sun in the sky.
It doesn't matter that it's bright fucking daylight. There's crickets at
the
nighttime.
You know, they explain is that it's the Tamaha Moon and it shines really bright.
Yeah, that's a nice fucking excuse.
Yeah, right.
That's what we call plot armor. Okay?
Day for night plot armor.
Which, if this was better, I might be okay with it. But no.
It doesn't work.
Nothing works. And he's wandering and you hear, like, horse... Yeah, somewhere, and he kind of looks off in the distance and starts saying, like, something, and then eventually he says, like, look out, and then it shows you see a black background and a head, like, kind of flying
and like
around.
Kind of like a little bit of a cape floating.
Yes, And then you see, like, a footage of a knife kind of slashing. And then the guy gets, like, sprayed with blood. And I was beyond fucking confused. Beyond confused. I'm like, did someone die?
So he freaks out, goes and tells, like, all the other people. And, like, they don't believe him. Then it's blood. And then he goes to this girl named Yo-Yo?
Yeah.
Because she's flinging a yo-yo. Get it?
Very clever.
And then... Oh, man. I'm having a hard time describing this. But, like...
So he tells them that someone sprayed him with blood. Real blood. And I was immediately like, you tell me that the fucking headless horseman just rides around and like...
He doesn't kill people. He just sprays blood at them? Blood. And it's true.
Why did he say look out?
I don't know.
Exactly.
It was probably a mistake.
Yeah, I just want to...
So...
Then there is
Everything's hunky-dory again.
Yeah.
And they go back to being normal.
And he goes up to like these guys who I guess play like the cowboys at the ranch.
Yeah, and they're practicing pulling out their guns.
And he challenges one of them to like a duel?
Yeah, this is the guy that got sprayed with blood, by the way. Just so you know.
Yeah.
He challenges them to a duel, and one of the stage actors like pulls the gun really quick and shoots him.
And hits him.
Hits him with a live bullet. Now I thought he was dead.
Well, because he was motionless.
Yeah, and they all run around him, like, they're all, like, crazy, like, oh, yeah, they hit him, all this stuff. And then the next scene, he's totally fine, he just has a little scrape on his arm. And they're talking
Can I just say that we thought that the first death in the movie...
Was an accidental
Was
gun.
A goddamn accident.
Yeah, he can... I mean, that would have been more entertaining than what actually happened.
So. Foreshadowing.
So
he gets bandaged up, and the doctor's like, I have to report this, because I have to report every gunshot.
Oh, fucking scene. It's so stupid and pointless.
And then he tells them, like, you can't report it, because you'll ruin the reputation of the ranch. And they go back and forth, and the doctor decides that he's not going to report it, which... I mean...
It's like
In hindsight, I maybe get it?
Yeah, but, like, it's a five-minute scene just that... Like, it's a five-minute scene that didn't need to be in the
but
movie.
But the doctor just folds like a wet noodle. It's like, okay, I won't report it.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I get why he didn't now, but...
But in hindsight, it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's still stupid.
Yeah.
So whatever.
So then... Is this where we get the rich tourist?
No. This is where somebody goes to confront the caretaker for some reason.
Oh,
because they
want to
know where the real bullets came from.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know where...
They never explain it.
I mean, you can guess now, can't you?
Well, I know who did it now.
Yeah. But they think it's the caretaker because he's weird and creepy. And they go up to him and he starts ranting about the Tamaha Moon. And he says the most just no shit Sherlock line.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, like, today is the first day of the Tamaha Moon. Tomorrow is the second day of the Tamaha Moon, and I'm just like, no fucking shit,
holy
dude.
Shit, really? Wait, you're telling me after the first day...
Two comes after one?
What?
No fucking way.
Oh my god, mind blown.
Can you imagine writing that line, Will?
I bet he thought he was fucking clever as shit for writing that line.
Well, that sounds like something you make up. You make it up.
He did make it up.
You just, like, someone points a camera at you and tells you to, like, deliver a speech, and you're just not ready. And you're just kind of like, okay, the first night, and tomorrow is the second night. Like, oh, shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit has got real.
Oh, yeah.
The second night. That's all he says, and they're all just like, it's supposed to be creepy, I guess. It ain't fucking creepy. Then.
The rich tourists?
They're hanging out, bullshitting around, farting around, and one of them is like, tourists! We have tourists! And, one tourist shows up.
One.
Because he specifically says, rich tourists!
A woman shows up. Now, has a black dress on and a scarf, and
she talks
supposed to be
very,
like...
She talks very hoity-toity.
She's supposed to be, like, posh.
Like, oh, what is this? Is this the outhouse? Like, she talks like that.
There's one thing that gives her away, though. Instead of a purse, and I shit you not, I am not joking here.
There is no jokes here.
Instead of a purse, she has a fucking Superman lunchbox. Like a little tin Superman lunchbox for kids.
The kind that you would have in first grade.
Yes.
She carries that around in every single scene.
Don't you know in the 70s that was a rich person's accessory?
This is how rich people... You don't have purses. Lunchbox, man. Lunchbox
is where it's at.
That's the real swag.
You know those $15 lunchboxes? Yeah, man. Those are where it's at. That's
what she was carrying around her pot for fucking millions of dollars. Yeah. She had them in the lunchbox.
Because they say she's a millionaire later, and I'm like, why did she...
But she wants to buy the ranch.
Why did she have a lunchbox that has Superman on it?
They couldn't afford...
They just...
A purse.
Someone probably just had it. Like, they were at lunch break. And they're like, oh, I don't know how to film this next scene. We're supposed to do, like, a millionaire. But she doesn't have, like, a purse or anything with her. And, like, he looked over and saw one of the crew members opening his Superman lunchbox.
Oh, you genius.
And he's like, that fucking... Give me that lunchbox. We need to shoot this millionaire scene. And she needs a purse.
Proposition for you. Like... Just don't have a lunchbox or a purse.
Why did she need one?
You don't.
So she gets.
Why do this?
I don't know.
Why?
So she gets a tour. She wants to buy the ranch. She sees the caretaker. Gets all scared.
And then she doesn't want to buy the ranch anymore.
Yeah.
Bunch of bullshit happens. It doesn't matter. Then.
Let's just skip to the next. Like,
no,
death.
That is exactly what I'm doing.
I'm skipping to the death scene.
Not the death scene, Will. I'm skipping to the riveting weed and gold scene.
Oh, okay.
Then we see the jackass who was quote-unquote raping the woman earlier. We finally see him. It's only been like 50 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
We finally see him, and we're like, okay, I guess he's just in the friend group, I guess.
He's alive and well.
And he's like, he rolls like a joint... Starts smoking and then wanders around.
I wonder if it was supposed to be not... I don't think it was supposed to be weed, because he's supposed to be, like, this questionable guy and that has a lot of drugs on him.
Apparently
But he gets really fucked up, so...
Well, apparently he gives the girl acid, which we never fucking see.
Yeah.
But I digress. And he then gets down and starts, like, digging in the fucking dirt.
Finds a little stone.
It is a rock. But we're supposed to believe it's gold. And, I mean, it's... tiny.
It takes like 30 seconds of him looking at this rock.
He's like, gold, it's mine. It's my gold.
Like, oh, I gotta show the guys. No.
It's mine.
It's my gold. I'm keeping
it. He puts
it
in his fucking boot. I don't know. And then we get the very first death.
So.
This woman is just wandering around. I don't know who the fuck she is. I guess she's part of the friends group.
And the guy and the raper guy tries to like remember, no. Yeah, because she. Oh no, that's
the next one.
Why am I? This is
because this scene is bullshit.
Oh yeah,
and
okay.
She's wandering around, and the headless horseman just.
You're right. He just like wags his like
just,
head
like,
around.
She just walks up to him.
Yeah.
For some reason, and then he like wags a knife around, and we see like all these shots of like her face all bloody.
Well, he wags the head around.
Yeah,
like it's like splashing out of the head,
and it looks like he kills her, but then she just runs away, and there's no blood on her anymore.
Yep, and then he's supposed to be chasing her, I guess.
You don't see him in the shots at all, and then
no.
she keeps running, and eventually she kind of goes out to the road.
Well, she goes out to the ranch, and one guy tries to stop her,
yes.
But like she keeps running past him. Goes out into the road, and some guy is driving along the parking lot for some reason. I don't know.
Because the scene had to happen.
Well, it's not a very busy ranch. I don't know why there would be some guy in the middle of the night just
because
driving
the
in the parking lot. So she, like, runs in front of this car, and, like, he tries to stop, apparently. And then, like, there's a bunch of cuts, and she's just laying on the ground with, all, like, a bunch of
dead.
Blood on her.
So our first actual death is a fucking accident.
A car accident. Not the headless horseman. No.
But we'll get to that. And they have a meeting, and the main guy is like, well, I'm going to go into town and like talk to the police. I'm going to go downtown, he says.
Yeah, I'm going to go downtown and talk to the
police. You guys stay here and don't split up. 5 seconds later, Mr. I found the gold and I like to rape my girlfriend comes out with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they're all like all over each other, and the same thing, they're macking on each other. And
She starts to run away.
She starts to run away again.
Yeah.
They have a tussle again. And she pushes him and he smacks his head against like a branch.
He like trips on a pole and then smacks his head on a branch.
And then he's...
He's out. He's out cold.
And I was like, is he fucking dead?
And then my brain disintegrated into a thousand little pieces.
Let's just say she starts dry humping everything.
She starts like caressing a wheel and making all these weird moaning sounds.
Yeah, and then like she gets on the ground and starts dry humping the ground. She
like, gets in, up against like a building and is like,
yeah. And we're what?
I'm just like,
I.
What is going on? Because there's no context to this. There's actually. Nothing. They don't explain anything.
Nothing
to this.
I was fucking confused at all hell. And eventually, the Headless Horseman. There's just shots of him inserted.
Right, and then it's like her in a like a ravine,
and she's doing. And she's just like.
And it's like going through a bunch of like color filters.
Again.
Like red, yellow, green.
Baby's first
like,
editing.
Yeah, red, yellow, green, blue. Like every filter they could find.
They're just
like filtering
they're
through all
of them.
They're just
putting random color filters on the movie.
Yeah,
for just, no goddamn reason.
They're just flicking random color filters while she's like moaning on the ground. And I had no fucking idea what was supposed to be happening right now.
I still barely have no fucking idea. But
I really had no...
And she comes up to him and he sprays a bunch of blood on her. And then she just like... falls down.
I would say gently rolls down
the
hill.
Gently rolls down the hill. And we find out she's dead.
She gently rolled down a hill and died.
Now, did you have any comments about this scene, Will?
It's fucking insanity. And not the good kind. Like, not like the...
No, it's not.
Like, entertaining insanity. It's like...
It's stupid.
It's someone who's trying to, like...
Be psychedelic.
Oh, look at how cool I can make all these filters look and everything, but it's, like, the wrong way to do it.
Yes.
Especially from what actually happened. Like
especially
that,
from the last 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And we find out that, they suspect her boyfriend, who apparently likes to rape her, and...
Well, because he gave her acid.
That's when they say...
That's when they explain it.
He gave her acid, and I'm just like, well, you know...
That would have been nice to know beforehand so we would have understood why she was doing all that shit.
That would have been nice to know so I didn't lose my fucking IQ earlier.
I could feel my brain cells
but
depleting.
No, we had to lose our brain cells and then they just rubbed it in our face later on. Like, he gave her acid. I'm like, thank you so much for those details. And I was like, also like, okay, I guess he's not dead. He's somewhere. So,
and we get
they gather around like all the guys with guns, and then the horseman comes out.
Yeah, this scene was so weird. Like it's
and then like they just kind of grab the head.
And they grab the head, and some guy whips him off the horse.
And he whips the head off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then the guy gets off the horse.
Yes, and. Number one, I have no fucking clue, like, what the deal with the head is. They never explain that part.
No.
So, at first, I'm just like, what the fuck? And then you said it's the guy, because he's wearing the same pants.
Okay, because his pants are very identifiable.
Yes.
The rapist guy.
Yes, and then they take off the disguise, and it's just him. And I'm just like, no. Are they really doing this bullshit?
I'm like, really? Like, he's the fucking horseman?
And then...
But no.
A guy is, like, pointing a gun at him, and he just steals the gun from him and, like, points him against a fucking wall and, like, fucking smacks him with the back of the gun.
And then drops the gun and picks up a knife.
And mind you, the whole time this is happening, there are three men.
With rifles.
What? Two with rifles, one with...
A whip?
A whip.
Yeah. And so he, like, looks at the caretaker, like, so the rapist guy...
They're just watching this.
Yeah, looks at the caretaker with the knife, and they start, like, fighting, and then he, like, stabs the caretaker. All while these guys are watching, they're just, like, watching this guy kill this caretaker.
And then they finally start whipping
him.
Then
the guy starts whipping him. The guys with rifles don't even do a goddamn thing.
No, they don't shoot him or anything.
And then the rapist guy starts running away.
They catch up to him and beat him up and take him back, and he denies everything.
Right. And then he's taken away downtown.
And his theory is that there's gold here, and someone is trying to scare everyone away.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to this fucking... The couple, the doctor and his wife, and they're finally talking about, like, how there's gold here.
And she's like, could we, like, you know, like, that guy's court hearing is soon, and, like, you know, maybe we could find gold to, like, finally afford our wedding and yes. stuff like that.
And they
and
do.
Then the next scene is them getting married. The thing they couldn't uh-huh. afford, and all of a sudden they can't afford, because they explain in the next scene that, like, they started booming because of all the murders and stuff like
because
that.
Because people are curious now.
Because people are curious of all the, like, the headless horseman bullshit.
Mind you, when they get married, they are on the fucking ranch.
They're the church, the made-up church
yes.
on the ranch.
They get married, and then, I'm not joking, 5 seconds later, people are, like, sitting around, like, you know, it never made sense how they thought that guy did it. Because it wasn't his horse. Like, he couldn't get a horse. And they start, like, piecing together, like, what's happened. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, my thing is, why didn't they realize this sooner?
No.
Because they all explain how, like, he could have been the murderer. Yes. But it's in the last, like, 5 minutes. Why didn't they, like, figure this out, yeah. like, sooner?
Yeah.
Because they could have figured it out right when he left for downtown.
Yes.
Because remember, the big guy is like,
yes.
oh, well, like, I called downtown and they...
Which is, like... They just mention this because they confront him because of all these, like, inconsistencies. I guess one was like, you said you went downtown. I called you and you weren't downtown.
It's like, you're just bringing this up right now.
He called the number for downtown and he could not be reached.
Like, they're just bringing all this evidence up yes. right now, even though they could have done it before anyone died.
Yes, and then he's like, well, yeah, there's gold here. I knew it from when I was a kid. And
then he just starts, like, just spewing this huge plot to, like,
he's just confessing,
scare everyone away so he could make a bunch of gold and strike it rich.
Yes, like, I've been waiting for my uncle to die.
Here's my problem with this scene.
Everything?
Well, yes, but here's my big problem with this scene. He invited every single one of them to that ranch.
Yes.
He said personally that they could all stay and live there with him.
Yes.
Why the fuck would he do that if he wanted to be there alone and harvest gold?
Because he wanted them to know about the headless horseman.
My only guess is also because he wanted it to look like a ranch show, like, because that's the only way he could earn the inheritance. So yes. maybe if he couldn't mine the gold, that he would keep the inheritance. Why the fuck would he invite all his friends out there, though?
What's that? He's the one who's been dressing up as the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, because he confesses it right there.
Obviously, his other scheme is that he wants to, like, spread this, like, thing.
Myth?
Yeah, that there's, like, a Headless Horseman murdering people.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's part of it, and I guess that's why he invited literally every fucking person.
But it makes no fucking sense. If you wanted the gold, just invite no one up there.
Well, you have to be more stupid, and then it'll make sense to you.
It can't be. Like, I...
Yes, you can.
Like, he invited... He...
Watch this movie, like, 5 more times, like, and you will be...
Even if he didn't invite them all up there, like, he invited them all up there, and then literally said yes to them all saying we could live here...
Yes.
...and do stage shows.
Mm-hmm.
He said yes to that, even though he wanted to mine gold by himself. Why?
I guess his scheme was that he would scare them with the Headless Horseman stuff, and then, like, somehow they would leave...
And then
he would get the gold.
And then here's the most... The next scene, he just fucking throws friendship right out the fucking window.
He starts shooting everybody.
He starts fucking killing people. And his own, like, quote-unquote friends.
Yes. And there's a shootout, and it's... it's terrible. It's shit. The guns sound like they're farting. Yeah. And people just drop like they're fucking rag dolls. And
he, like, kills, like, all of his friends.
And then, like, there's a final scene. One of them's like, Mark?
Mark! Come Mark. On, Mark! I'm your friend!
I'm
it's
your friend!
It's me! It's your friend!
Mark? it's me, Stanley. And I was like, oh my God, Will. It's Stanley.
It's fucking Stanley.
Fucking Stan the man.
The guy we care so much about.
Stan the man. I've never seen him before this scene. It's Stanley.
So one of the cowboys, like, comes up behind the ridge.
Yeah.
And, like, stands there.
And Stanley confronts him, and he's like, put the gun down, Mark.
Why are people so complacent in this fucking movie?
So the guy's like, he kind of puts his gun down, and then just shoots Stanley. And Stanley, like, gets shot and, like, does a 180 and is like,
he shot me. Did you see? He shot me.
Yeah.
And then dies.
The cowboy finally shoots him, and then the...
Now, why did the cowboy wait for him to shoot Stanley?
Well,
why?
No.
Why did he wait for the fucking guy to shoot Stanley? He was right there. He could have saved Stanley, and they could have been done with it.
Because we needed that moment of Stan the man
looking directly into the camera, breaking the fourth wall.
He shot me. Like, oh my God.
I bet you the director was just like masturbating in that point. Just like, oh yeah, that's such a good shot.
I'm pretty sure the director is masturbating throughout the entire fucking movie, okay?
Rather than actually making a good film.
You know what? I hope he was. I hope someone got some fucking enjoyment out of making this nonsense. And the narrator comes on and says some bullshit about, like, the cycle will repeat. And I'm just like, what
like
fucking
they try,
cycle?
They try and explain how, like, the curse of the Headless Horseman is people go insane for the gold up there and, like, bring a bunch of people and then start killing people. Like, go insane and start killing people. And, like, you know, the cycle will return again. And then what does he keep repeating at the end of it?
It will begin again.
It will begin again. It will begin again. It will begin again. It will begin again. It will begin again. It will begin again. I was just like, oh my God, stop.
We hear it like 10 fucking times.
Yeah.
Credits roll, and the only thing that I want to say is Mac up.
Yeah, on the credits, they're doing fine, on all, even though, like, most of the actors, their characters are named after the actors,
yes.
Most of them. Then they go to, like the key grip and
yeah.
Stuff like that. And literally, instead of makeup, there's a typo that says Mac-up. M-A-C-K-up.
Someone got macked. Mm-hmm.
Whoever did the makeup got macked.
Oh, poor... It was like Bud Wright.
Yeah.
Poor Bud Wright. He did such a good job with the Mac-up.
You know, like flipping that paintbrush of like red paint on people's faces.
Also, can I just say that the top billed actress is someone named Ultraviolet, and she plays the Countess. Do you know who that was?
Yeah. You
know that was?
No.
The bitch with the Superman lunchbox. That's the Countess.
That was Ultraviolet?
For some ungodly reason, the top billed actress in the movie, top billed, number one person in the credits, in the opening credits, she is the only actor name. You see?
In the...
No yeah, one else.
Ultraviolet. It reminds...
It just says, featuring Ultraviolet.
At least it was more... At least it was more, like, of a cameo than the fucking
magician
in The Fiend.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, sorry,
body shop.
In the body shop, yeah.
Yeah. But my God, like, she's top billed, and she's the only fucking actor you see in the opening credits. That's it. They don't show any other actor's names in the opening credits. And end credits, she's top billed. Ultraviolet.
Yeah. Now,
Ultraviolet.
Before we get to our best, worst, and best filmed of the year, let me just ask you about how you feel on... I mean, you've already said quite a bit, but how do you feel about this film?
I feel empty inside. I don't know. Why does this exist? Apart from the fact that some fucking idiot got a cheap video camera and wanted to make a home movie.
You know, it was probably a bunch of his friends.
Yes. And, like, I just don't get... I don't get it. Why? Like, nothing... There isn't even a fucking Headless Horseman.
There's barely a plot here, dude.
No one...
Barely.
Like, there's no Headless Horseman. Which, okay, like, you couldn't afford to have, like, a guy on a horse without a head, like, cutting people's heads off? Fine. Don't... Make something else. Make something else.
Or just don't make anything at all. Or
just don't make anything at all.
Which is what they should have done.
Yes. I don't know.
This movie... I don't get... It's trash. Like, it's literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
There never has there been such a profound sense of worthlessness.
Yeah. Like, this movie... There is no reason this movie should exist.
None.
Like, usually in movies I can be like, okay, well, like, you know, they wanted to tell this story. This, I can't... The world might be a better place if this movie didn't exist, to be honest. I don't say this often, but I loathe watching this film. I wanted to turn it off, like, every single second, and we should have.
It might be worse than Monos.
It might be. I think it's less competent than Monos, which is saying something.
I'd say it's more competent because there's, like... I mean...
Well, there's actual sound. But there's actual, like, sound. Not very much because we couldn't understand anything anyone was saying.
You can't make even it out.
Even with the mic in the screen.
There's one scene where the mic is in the whole fucking shot.
And you still can't understand anyone. You still can't understand
shit. But it might be worse than Monos just because, like... At least Monos is like, okay... The director wanted to make a movie about some fucking weirdo in the woods
who has like a cult film.
Who has a cabal of women who fucking rub some guy to death.
And worship a hand.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's stupid.
Yeah.
But okay, whatever. With JC, it's like, okay, the director is a fucking egomaniac.
Wanted to direct himself as Jesus Christ biking with a bunch of...
Yeah. He loves Jesus, and he loved Easy Rider. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know what? I'll combine the two. So it's like, I get that. And there's, like, the whole racism stuff. What is the point of this?
There's no point.
Because
I don't get it.
The horror, quote-unquote, stuff, which would require the biggest fucking quotation marks on the planet, is so non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond non-existent, and every scene that's not horror is useless.
Yeah.
It's just people babbling bullshit and wandering around a ranch.
You said exactly what I was gonna say. So, yeah, that was fucking Bullshit McGee, the curse of the headless bullshit. Curse of the Headless Horseman. If I would not recommend watching this movie. I know usually we, like, joke around and say you should watch this movie, but just save yourself the trouble. Just watch the first 10 minutes, and that's all you need to see.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Just search the name. I'll link it in the description. Please do. I will.
I dare you.
But I recommend not watching it.
I dare you.
Because if you hate... I mean, if you really hate yourself, watch it.
I dare
see if you can get through this movie. Maybe make it a challenge. Get a bunch of friends together.
Show this movie to your bae.
I fucking dare you. Try and do a date night with this movie.
I fucking dare you.
Get a bunch
First date. Show someone this movie. I dare you.
Get a bunch of friends together. Watch this movie. Like, you can make fun of it.
And don't tell them.
It's the best way to do it.
No, don't tell them.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
Don't tell them it's a bad movie.
No context.
Just tell them, hey, you guys want to watch a horror movie? Curse of the Headless Horseman. They'll be like, yeah, that sounds okay. Just put this on.
Yeah.
And just
see what happens.
Don't say a word.
Maybe walk away, because you don't want to watch it yourself.
Walk away, close the room, lock the door.
Lock the door, and just let them suffer.
Let them die. And then, like, you'll just hear them screaming for help.
Yeah.
While you go and, I don't know,
make mine yourself... gold. There you go. While you go and mine gold on your ranch.
That's the real scheme.
Yep. That was the scheme in the movie, so...
The less said about that scheme, the better.
I'm really glad and really scared that we're done with 1972.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Because there's more in 1973.
Yeah, but this thing is...
But if it's anything like the end of 1972...
None of those are as... I don't think any of those are as low-rated as this thing.
I get why this is one more low-rated than anything else we've watched.
This is... The only movie that's rated lower than this is Monos.
Yeah.
This has a lower rating than... everything. And if you look up, like, other people's reviews of this, they are uniformly negative, like 1 out of 10.
Yeah,
all of them. And everyone says the same thing, that this movie is worthless.
There's no reason for this movie at all.
Yeah, even like bad movie aficionados, it's worthless.
It doesn't even have a cult following.
No.
Like, most bad movies are, like, you know, somebody likes them. You know,
I can think of a cult following for this. There's a
group of people that, you know, people that, a suicide cult?
Exactly.
Someone, you watch it and then drink the Kool-Aid afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Exactly.
So what was your, we'll do worst last.
Yeah.
So let's do best of 1972.
Best as in best made or most entertaining?
Let's do most entertaining first.
Okay. The Body Shop.
Yeah. Reason why?
Oh, because it's just fucking trash and it's hilarious. It's hilarious trash, and it's the kind of trash I live for. Because, and again, compared to a certain piece of trash we just watched, The Body Shop at least, like, goes places. And things happen, and that's important, because for me, like, I felt nothing watching this. Whereas Body Shop, you feel so much.
Yeah, you were pretty passionate about it. Like, you're like, I live for this kind of movie and stuff like that.
It's some country fried trash. Just some yokel was like, I want to make a movie where I make out with women. And, you know, let's have some gore.
And a music video scene.
And a music video scene and a magician.
And, like, Gregory jumping like Mario.
Yes. It's great. It's beyond stupid, but we never once thought about checking the time.
It's true.
And we were pretty amused through the whole thing. So I picked Body Shop.
What about you? Mine is for a ridiculous reason. I actually would say Boxers of Loyalty and Righteousness.
Ah, yes, the,
Just for the so. Okay, so again, it's a trash movie, but that fucking end fight scene is like one of the most ridiculous and best fight scenes I've ever seen in my entire life. When he beats the shit out of the guy with the cart, I can't even with that film, because he literally, his weapon is a wooden wheelbarrow.
And he controls it with his foot.
Yeah.
Somehow. He just
beats the holy living shit out of a guy with a cart.
Somehow.
It's great. A guy Supermans up a fucking mountain.
The ending goes batshit.
And I love that. Yeah. Like I wasn't very entertained through the other, like, the whole other part of that movie.
Yeah, because the middle is fucking excruciating.
But the reason I love it so much is that ending literally saved the movie for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was just like, wow, this is so ridiculous. Why didn't they do this the whole film?
Just saved all their money for the ending.
Oh, so it was so goddamn entertaining. As a martial arts fan, like, I've never seen that before in a film. Yeah. I have never seen it before,
and you'll never see it again.
No, I will never see someone fight with a cart.
No one's going to do that. A giant
wooden, like, wagon cart.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. We got a fucking slow-mo cart crash down a hill like it was supposed to be a car.
Yeah, and...
And, like, it was all dramatic, and, like...
The hero disappears for, like, 5 years,
and I wish they would have, like, made the cart explode,
though. For no reason, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been perfect.
That would have made it the greatest movie ever.
So that was my, my most entertained... So what would you say was the best filmed?
Night of the Lepus.
That's mine, too, actually, so...
There's no, like, technical fuck-ups. There's nothing particularly, like, awful about it. I mean, maybe you could say the scene where the guy in the rabbit costume gets smacked in the face, but I thought that shit was hilarious.
I will say this, they put a lot of dedication into those miniatures.
Yeah, they did.
Like, I was really surprised.
Yeah, miniatures, you got all that stuff, so, like, I was kind of torn between Frogs and Night of the Lepus, but Frogs had that scene with the fucking non-existent bird special effects.
Oh, yes.
So I gotta kick it down a peg.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think Night of the Lepus is more entertaining.
All right.
What about you?
Night of the Lepus, actually. Mm-hmm. For the reasons I stated earlier, I think, like, it's a shit film, and I would hate if my name was on it and I put that much work into a film like that.
Ooh, I don't know.
But, like, it was, like, I would argue the best acted of 1972.
Yeah.
The best shot. Mm. Because the scenes of the rabbits... were ridiculous, but, like, it was, like, they actually made the rabbits look pretty big. Mm-hmm. Not as big as they probably wanted them to be.
It's still not believable, but yeah.
No, and the only fuck up, you were wrong, they did fuck up once, the squib. But when you saw the squib.
The greatest squib of all time.
But like, to try and like make a film about giant killer rabbits, you gotta have some big balls for that. Like, that's why I say Night of the Lepus, because they actually tried to do that.
They tried.
They failed, mm-hmm. but god damn it, they tried.
A for effort.
Alright, so now we're at the big one.
The worst of the year.
The worst of the worst. What was the worst of the year?
And meaning the one that we hated the most.
The one that we just couldn't stand.
I know mine. It's this piece of shit.
Like, I thought JC was the worst. I thought it was going to be the worst we were going to watch. I really did. I really fucking did. And then Curse of the Headless Horseman rode in and just splattered blood all over our faces.
Not blood.
Shit.
Exactly.
And it was a smelly, smelly shit.
It's the smelliest shit.
Smellier than JC's shitty diapers.
Yes.
Shitty, somehow, tidy whities.
This movie made me fondly remember
the shitty, tidy whities.
The shitty, tidy whities and the fucking ego trip.
Yeah.
Just want to ride around, man.
Like, I would rather watch JC than watch this movie.
Yes, I would too.
I'm glad we're both in agreement, because this is literally... I didn't think the finale would be the worst of 72, but man,
it is. Shocked you, didn't it? Because 1971, the finale was not the worst.
No.
Shocking.
It was weird. I guess it's a strange feeling, because like, I was like, you know what? It's going to end on a high note. No, God,
well, I
no.
warned you.
Oh, you did.
You didn't believe me, Will. And you know what happened?
I should have followed your lead. Look at
what happened to your life. Let's say, for sake of argument, this thing and JC don't exist. What would have been the worst?
The Fist That Kills, I think.
Oh, Will, you. There's like 20 fight scenes in that movie, though. And they're all
They're all boring. I don't know how you make fight scenes boring, but they did it.
Oh, you do.
Because you just do the same motions. And, like, fucking... There was, like, a scene with, like, fire and, like...
Riveting.
They made everything boring. I was like, how? It's just... So, yeah. Fist of the Kills. Okay, so take out JC and this shit. What would you say the worst film of 72 is?
Blood Freak.
Blood Freak.
That's another one I warned you about. And, there's a common thread. This and Blood Freak both have bullshit, trash, horseshit endings.
Yep.
But Blood Freak has more charm because as shocking as it is, they tried harder than the people who made this.
And they didn't try very hard.
They did not try very hard, and what they tried was a fucking horrible failure.
Yep.
But again... It has that charm that I live for, that just not utter, like, sort of like homegrown trash.
Fair enough.
But it's a piece of trash. It's a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, that's what the podcast is all about. Yes. So, I mean, we're not done.
This is just unredeemable.
It is far from over, man.
There's no charm.
We got 1973, I'm pretty excited about, too. Like... We got a lot of good stuff, and, like, 1972 took a while, so...
Oh, it's going to take even longer.
Yeah, 70...
Each year is going to take longer, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited.
Our next movie is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be fun.
I'm sure it will.
I mean, it might not be good, but it's going to be fun.
Well, I guarantee most of the movies we're going to watch are not going to be good, but at least we can guarantee they're going to be better than the bullshit we just watched.
Yes, that's the...
That's the saving grace.
That's the silver lining.
And I'm not going to say this for sure. I'm not going to say this with 100% positivity, but I think this will be my least favorite of the entire podcast. I can't say for sure.
See,
I'm not going to guarantee that.
I don't know about least favorite ever because we got a lot to go, but bottom five.
It's going to be bottom five, yeah. Because I mean, you know, when like if we're ever in our 80s and we're on like a episode like 2000 and whatever. We'll still
think back.
We'll be like, yeah, remember Curse of the Headless Horse shit?
Remember how much it hurt us?
Remember, it betrayed me worse than my 5 ex-wives.
Oh god. It's worse than my divorce.
This is like a conversation piece. It's gonna be like, we're gonna remember this, just how bad it was for a long time.
There isn't even anything like, there's no any saving, like, callbacks.
Well, there's no saving grace to
like, it. Like, with Dora the Blob, at least we remember, like, avocado sandwiches. What? This movie has nothing to,
there's no redeeming factor. Like, there's nothing. Yeah. I'm gonna just remember how shit it was.
Like, every other movie has, like, something. Some callback.
Uh-huh.
This has nothing.
Nope. And that's why I say, like, you know, we got a lot more shit movies to go, but, like, not many of them are gonna be this bad.
Mm-mm.
I don't think any of them are gonna be this bad.
I highly doubt it.
But, yeah. So, that was 1972. What a roller coaster ride that was.
Oh, yes.
And many more to come.
Many more.
Again, you can always follow us on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/TMCOAN. Or you can just search They Mostly Come Out at Night. We're also on Tumblr and on Twitter. So you can catch us anywhere.
Yeah, and Instagram and
yeah, we're everywhere podcasts are found. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for all the support. We appreciate all the downloads and everything. Follow us on Podbean if you want to. That's our main site. So... anyway, for They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all in 1973!
Bye forever. Bye. Turn it off, Will. Turn off the microphone.
Oh my god!
Turn it off! Turn off the microphone!